Preece was certainly the dominant professor in the school, I think, in terms of design, and also the ability to demonstrate the techniques and drawing and watercolor. Preece was certainly an artist architect and very influential in the school. I almost thought he was such an overpowering personality that it was hard to... I enjoyed working with him, but I felt oftentimes I was being led too much in ways I wanted to distance myself a little bit, or take a quarter off and then come back or something, because he was such an influence, and he was the only person in the school who both taught classes and invited students into his home, which was wonderful. And he lived just north of the campus, about a block, and so it was possible to walk up there. I think some of the time he did that, made that walk himself to back down to school and home. But later, when I was there, he acquired one of the first, U.S. Sports cars. Anyway, Preece had it, and I particularly remember that it had a folding top, and it had in the passenger seat, there was a hand bar, very sculpted, that came out and around, and it was a Corvette, that was it. And Lionel Preece always took his umbrella to school, no matter what. And in this car always stood the umbrella in this new car.